The children at this school in Rufisque, a town 30 kilometres from Dakar, are starting their day by greeting their grade 5 teacher, Kumba Dieng. Sitting around a dozen wooden tables with individual A4-sized chalkboards in front of them, these pupils are taking part in an experiment, bilingual classes. Schools across Senegal teach in French, but this class is both in French and Wolof, one of Senegal's national languages. Despite the large number of pupils in Miss Kumba Dieng's class, 67 in total, the boys and girls sit silently. You could hear a pin drop. Kumba has been teaching a bilingual class since they were implemented in 2012. Every lesson is carried out in two languages.
Grammar, vocabulary, conjugation and spelling are done in Wolof and in French too. The reading itself is done in Wolof and afterwards in French.
She says that clearly students who learn in both languages do better.
There is a very big difference. During each assessment, we see that the students who are in the bilingual classes perform better compared to those in the monolingual class in French.
Indey Namidiouf is the Director of Literacy and National Languages at the Ministry of Education. Children need to learn in their native language before being taught in French, she says. Simply because at home, few children actually speak French.
The child who starts with their mother tongue does better. That's a fact that's been observed. Because a child who leaves their home environment and finds a foreign language at school gets frustrated. It slows down their learning. So if we start in the mother tongue, the language the child knows, and then move on to French, well, that makes it easier.
Et au fur et à mesure on passe au français, ça lui facilite l'apprentissage.
Attempts to incorporate bilingual classes had previously been made in the 1970s, but never fully implemented. Even today, the classes depend on NGO funding. The Ministry of Education reintroduced bilingual classes in Senegal in 2012 with support from the International Francophonie Organization. The IOF has also opened up a teacher training centre in Dakar. The classes start from kindergarten for 4 years. For students like 10-year-old Fatou, going into a classroom where she was taught in her mother tongue, Wolof, as well as French, was a big relief.
I was afraid to go to school because I didn't understand French very well. That's why I was afraid to go. With my two books, I can understand the words now. They're translated into Wolof and French. So I understand French and Wolof now.
Parents, on the other hand, needed convincing, says Ousseynou Gueye, a school inspector.
Initially, some parents thought we'd be teaching their children only in Wolof, which for them was an inferior education. But we explained to them that we're not just teaching in Wolof, we start in Wolof to get to French. Wolof is used to facilitate the learning of French.
Pupils' difficulty at school stems from language, Ousseynou explains.
Often students have difficulties not because they don't understand, but because they have vocabulary problems. There's a language barrier, and with bilingualism, the language barrier disappears. The rest comes down to moving from one language to another to operate in French, because the goal is to get to French.
Despite their success, bilingual classes are dwindling nationwide due to lack of funding. A tragedy, says teacher Kumba, as bilingual classes would surely help reduce the rate of illiteracy in the country, currently at 54%.
If we apply the bilingual model across the country, I think we will have a better chance of reaching many students who are unable to read.
For the time being, some 50 pilot bilingual classes exist across the country in Wolof, Serer and Poular, three of Senegal's 21 codified national languages. For RFI, Emmanuel Landet in Dakar.